Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Psst! Hey, you. Yes, you. Have you ever used Wi-Fi or Bluetooth headphones or a tablet? What if I told you that one of the people who helped make those things possible was once called the most beautiful girl in the world? And what if I told you she was also a secret inventor? Today's story is about a smart actress who was more than just a pretty face. She also helped invent a secret communication system for the Navy during World War II. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Hedy Lamarr. So what would you do if people thought you were only one thing, but inside you knew you could do so much more? Keep that question in your mind, because by the end of today's story, you might answer it differently. Long before Wi-Fi, long before smartphones, and long before anyone said, "Hey, can I borrow your charger?" Hedy was just a girl. Let's go back to when her story begins. In the beautiful city of Vienna, Austria, a little girl named Hedwig was born in 1914. But her real name wasn't Hedy Lamarr yet. It was Hedwig Eva Maria Kiesler, and Hedy was her nickname. Hedy was the only child in a Ukrainian Jewish family, and her father was a successful bank director. Her mother was a professional pianist and came from an upper-class Jewish family in Budapest, the capital of what is now called Hungary. Hedy's mother introduced her to the arts. She started taking ballet and piano lessons when she was young, and she soon showed an interest in acting. She loved the theater and film. When she was 12 years old, she won a beauty contest in Vienna. This encouraged her to pursue her dream to become an actress, as she had seen that many women in films at the time were very beautiful. But young Hedy was curious all the time.
How does the music box work? Why does the train whistle sound different far away? What happens inside the radio?
She didn't just ask questions. She studied things, took them apart, looked inside, wondered how machines talk to each other. Hedy loved asking questions. Why does the streetcar move? How does the music box play songs? What makes the lights turn on? Her father would take her on long walks and explain how machines worked. He didn't say, "That's too hard for you." He said, "Let's figure it out together." And Hedy's eyes would light up like tiny fireworks. She didn't just see machines. She saw puzzles waiting to be solved. Hedy was very curious. She loved tinkering with gadgets, and she also loved to read books about science and imagined new inventions. At a young age, she knew she wanted to solve problems.
I wonder, if I press these buttons, will it work? What if I make a machine that talks without wires?
Even as a young girl, she dreamed of using her mind to make the world better. As Hedy grew up, something surprising happened. Her love of acting led to movies in Eastern European movies in Budapest. When she was a teenager, she was discovered by an Austrian film director. Shortly after, she got a big break in Hollywood to make American movies. It was when she moved to Hollywood that she changed her name from Hedwig Eva Maria Kiesler to Hedy Lamarr. She thought it would be easier for Americans to say and remember. Eventually, she became a big Hollywood star during Hollywood's golden age in the 1930s and 1940s. She starred in glamorous films and wore sparkling gowns. But here was the problem. People kept saying, "She's the most beautiful woman in the world." They didn't say, "She's brilliant, she's inventive, she's curious," and that hurt. Because inside, Hedy was still the little girl who loved taking apart music boxes. One night, after a fancy Hollywood party, Hedy sat alone. She looked at her reflection and whispered, "Is this all they see?" She wanted to be known for her mind, not just her face. And that feeling of not being seen for who you truly are was her big challenge.
Why can't people see that brains and beauty can work together?
This emotional moment, feeling underestimated, made her even more determined to invent. Now let's zoom out. It was in the 1940s. World War II was happening. Hetty lived in Europe before the war started. When she left for the United States to become a Hollywood actress, she left her family behind. Unfortunately, later during the war, her home country of Austria was invaded by the Germans. Hetty had to help get her family out of Europe to safety in America. It was not an easy thing to do, but Hetty was successful and her mother was able to escape. Hetty was following the news of World War II. Ships were being attacked. Torpedoes, also known as underwater missiles, were used in battles. And Hetty noticed there was a problem. If someone sent a radio signal to guide a torpedo, the enemy could block it, or jam it, or steal the signal. That meant the message could fail, and people could be in danger. Hetty thought, there must be a better way. Here comes the brave moment. In 1941, Hetty met a man named George Antheil, who was a pianist, composer, and a former weapons inspector. Together, they had a wild idea. What if, Hetty said, we made radio signals hop from one frequency to another, like piano keys? Instead of staying on one signal, it would jump around so fast that no one could catch it. Like playing hide and seek, but with radio waves. This idea was called frequency hopping. And guess what? It was brilliant! In 1942, Hetty and George patented their invention. That means they officially said, this is our idea. The Navy didn't use it right away. They said it would be too large to fit in our torpedo. They suggested that she could support the war effort better by selling war bonds because she was a pretty celebrity. Ouch, that must have hurt. And here's the most important part. Years passed. Hetty kept acting in movies, but her invention was quietly waiting. And then, decades later, scientists realized her idea was amazing. Frequency hopping became part of the technology that makes Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS. Later, she won invention awards and was called the mother of Wi-Fi. All those invisible signals that let devices talk safely to each other, that was based on Hetty's idea. The world finally saw her brain. And here's the heart of the story. You can be more than one thing. Hetty was glamorous and genius, creative and scientific, an artist and an inventor. She refused to shrink herself into just one box. Today, when you connect to Wi-Fi, you are using technology inspired by Hetty. When you connect your tablet to headphones, or maybe even use the technology today to listen to this episode, that safe signal hopping, that's her idea. When Hetty wasn't writing secret codes for the military, she was simply thinking of ways to solve everyday problems. She also designed a tablet that could be dropped into water to instantly make fizzy soda like Coca-Cola. A glow-in-the-dark collar so pets wouldn't get lost at night. A new kind of traffic light that warned drivers when a green light was about to turn red. And even more important than her invention is this. She teaches us curiosity matters. Your brain is powerful. Don't let other people decide who you are. You can love art and science. If people underestimate you, keep going anyway. So as we wrap up, here are some fun Hetty facts. In 2014, she was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame, years after her invention. Hetty became the first woman to receive the Invention Convention's Achievement Award, which is almost like getting an Oscar for inventing. When she was only 18 years old, Hetty got married to the third richest man in Austria. It was a brief marriage, but she learned a lot because he owned a company that made weapons. With his business connections in the 1930s, they hosted Germany's Adolf Hitler and Italy's Benito Mussolini at their house, and that's when Hetty overheard conversations about science and military technology. Hetty was once known as the most beautiful woman in the world, and Snow White and Catwoman were designed to look like her. She worked on inventions at her kitchen table and even on the movie sets during breaks. Hetty starred in more than 30 films in Hollywood's golden age. Pretty amazing, right? Hedy Lamarr had beauty and brains. She showed independence. She refused to let others define her. Curiosity, always asking how things work. Persistence, believing in herself despite doubts. Creativity, thinking outside the box to combine music and science. Bravery, taking risks and sharing ideas during wartime. Those are traits you can practice too. Before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Hetty.
What country was she born in? What was unique about the technology she helped develop? Her invention helped develop what technology that is commonly used today?
So next time someone says, "You don't look like a scientist," or "You can only be one thing," remember Hetty. Remember the girl who loved music boxes. Remember the woman who made invisible signals dance like piano keys. And ask yourself, what question can I ask today? Because your curiosity might just change the world. Hey, you want to know a secret? The adventure doesn't stop here. If you follow Little Legends Podcast on Instagram, you'll discover fun facts, cool challenges, and more stories about the heroes we meet. Just search for us and tap follow. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.